Welcome to Shuffling in the Shadows. My name is Courtney. I'm the owner and founder of Tucked In Tarot, and this is my tarot journal. And what takes place here is I have a card I have pulled as a focus. We will go over the interpretation and the meaning of the card and how it is applicable in my life. And with today's episode, what we're looking at is the Emperor card and looking at vulnerability and how it can influence you when you are faced with challenges. So sit back, relax, and welcome to Shuffling in the Shadows. All right, so the Emperor card is actually one of my favorite cards. I have a very personal connection to it because this was my significator for about a year and a half. And if you're not familiar with what a significator is, this is the card that actually represents you whenever you're doing reading. So if it pulls up, you know, boom, that message is for you and you are front and center. You are the star of whatever the storyline is. Now, the Emperor is an archetype that represents authority. It is power. There's control here, but there's also consistency and there's building something so that way you're able to rule over multiple different areas. It is a fabulous card. And I'm also using the Rider-Waite-Smith. So if you don't have access to this deck or if you are new to tarot, I will go ahead and give a brief description of what we're looking at because I do believe that the images in the card can be very helpful whenever we are interpreting what it's trying to tell us. All right. So we'll start with the background and we have mountains in the back. And at the very base of those mountains, there is a very thin stream of water running through. The Emperor himself is an older man, white beard, and he is sitting on a stone throne. And he is adorned with full body armor, which is visible from elbow to wrist and then from knees to the very tips of his toes. And then he's wearing a red cloak that is draped from his shoulders down over his thighs. Now, let's get into a little bit of the symbolism and it's all going to connect on how it's going to relate to me because it's dragging me, y'all. It's dragging. Okay, so with the mountains usually represent some type of challenge. And if you were to close your eyes and think of viewing a mountain, like you're at the very base of it, the only thing you do is look up and it is above you. It is all around you. It is blocking anything that is past it. You can't see over it. It is a very intimidating thing to be standing in front of. And with a lot of our concerns and stressors and things that we worry about, the things that are actively pressing up against us, like the things that we feel resistance and blocked from feel like mountains. At least for me, they do. And we have to make the conscious choice to be able to climb over that mountain. And there have been so many times where I didn't want to, and I got scared and I just either ran from it or I just stayed in place wanting to be rescued. I don't recommend that. And that is a pattern that I have and have been living with for the last year or so. Looking now at the stream that is moving at the very base of the mountain, streams or water, bodies of water, can represent your emotions and your intuition. Now, I'm never going to just put my intuition and my witchy woo-woo side of myself on the back burner, but the emotions, my emotions usually will overtake me whenever I'm stressed or scared. And it becomes overwhelming that I feel like I am drowning in front of whatever this block or resistance is. So things never ever change. I'm just constantly just being thrown around because I was not able to get my emotions in check, and I wasn't able to see clearly. But with it being so small in this card, it is telling me, hey, you need to rein that shit in. Like, honor and acknowledge your feelings, but don't let it stop you from doing the things that you need to do to move forward. All right. So the next, we're going to take a look at the Stone Throne. And the Stone Throne is the seat. It's well built, but it's uncomfortable. There is no softness at all, but it is giving structure and support. Because the Emperor sitting here doesn't actually look uncomfortable at all. This is something that he is used to and is able to see, yes, the hardship that comes from sitting on something like this, but he can see the benefit of it. And I think the benefit of being uncomfortable and learning those lessons is what it's trying to remind me of. All right. Now, the cloak and the armor is really what had me really sitting and analyzing this card for a few days. Because I'm like, okay, if you have full body armor and you have all of these challenges and you are sitting in discomfort, right? That is going to equate to you having really difficult people coming at you. You're going to have attacks in some way, shape, or form, and you want them to know that, you know, you're well protected, baby. Like, you can't come over here. Like, I'm going to be intimidating. You don't know what you're getting yourself into, right? So why cloak it? What if underneath that cloak, he is not armored in the areas of his body that are the most vulnerable? How often have I put on the facade that I had all of my shit together and that I was strong when I wasn't? I was determined when I had no clue what it was that I was doing. I didn't even have a plan. I just had big words. I just had, you know, the gift of gab to make people think that I knew what I was doing. Oh my God. And if I'm unarmored in the areas that I'm the most vulnerable and I don't want people to see that, it is also an indication that I am covering up wounds that are already there. I am covering up shame. I'm covering up the things that I would qualify me as a failure. And I don't want anyone to see that. I didn't want anyone to see that. And looking back at that, and especially with dealing with challenges and being uncomfortable, I wasn't sitting on that stone throne because I was learning from it. I was sitting there because I thought it made me special or important, because I could take on so much discomfort, but I could hide the pain that I was experiencing, or at least I thought I could, which that didn't work. There were plenty of times like I just completely crumbled and felt lost, but I didn't know how to speak up and tell people. It happened in 2016. It happened in 2020. And I'm kind of going through that cycle again. So we're going to use this as an exercise for me to uncloak the areas that I feel the most vulnerable with. So taking into consideration the mountains, the challenge that I'm currently facing right now, I am here in Tennessee. I've been here all of 1 month, maybe. And I initially moved here with a friend of mine who, after having conversations and they fully understood what my situation was with having to pack up and move from Houston because of financial issues. I also felt alone in Houston. I felt like my life was stuck there. And I was desperate for a change, but I was just like, I don't know how the hell I'm gonna get there. And she was like, come on, we're gonna go and pick me up. We had moved to North Carolina. I started finding my rhythm there and then was staying with her for about 3 months. And she needed a change as well and was like, I want to move back to the city and state that makes me feel like I'm home. Do you want to come? Let's go check it out. Checked it out. I like the areas and the options, and I saw that there were more opportunities for me to network. And she's like, I want you to be able to build your business. I believe in you, which made me feel really good. And she's like, you deserve to have something stable. Like, you've been through enough, you deserve to have something stable. Come to Elizabethton, which is where I'm at. And I'm gonna work with you to make sure that you have that. I can take care of it. It's fine, don't worry. I'm like, are you sure? Yes, cool. Move out here. Y'all, it wasn't 2 fucking days, 2 days. Panic starts to set in with this person. And by the first week, they're like, I'm moving back to North Carolina. And basically, I'm leaving you here. I just looked at him going, all right, so when is this taking place? She's like, I'm going back in a month. Now, mind you, when we moved out here, even the talk leading up to here, moving, getting out here, it was a year, 1 year. And I'm like, okay, cool. 1 year, I can do a lot in a year. I can do a lot in 3 months. Cool. I can make this shit work. This is it. 1 year went from that to 6 months to 3 months to 1 month. I don't know anyone. I can't afford the place that I'm staying in. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, fuck. We gotta start moving and grooving. Y'all, the one level of disrespect that I feel is palpable, but it was the feeling of being discarded. That is always a hard pill to swallow. And what I've observed over and over again is that the people that I gave a lot of trust to, which I'm completely at fault for that, because I was not sitting in that emperor energy of getting my own shit together. I wanted to be rescued, but I was also incredibly tired, but I wanted to be rescued so bad. And you know what? I got what I asked for, but it left me in the same position that I was in last year. And I cannot lie. I am worried. There is fear here, but I'm also really pissed off, incredibly pissed off. And I think this goes back to that practice of wanting to cloak the vulnerability because I exposed a wound to someone. And in the end, I was hit again. I was hit again. And before, like, I would say maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever, in the past, this would have dropped me to my knees. I would have frozen and I wouldn't have moved. I would not have moved at all. And I would have stayed silent about my predicament because I would feel like I needed to be punished in some way because of this. But I will say this, as far as the light side of what it is that I'm going through and the energy that is coming from this card, is getting comfortable with sitting in the discomfort and looking at the challenge that I am currently facing, going, okay, I'm not about to drown in my emotions because I don't have fucking time for it. What can I do? And the Emperor also is very Aries forward, and I am an Aries, so that's another reason why I gravitate towards this card. But that discard and that disrespect did not breed depression this time. It actually it's providing me with determination. And I am reaching out to people that I don't fucking know and letting them know who I am, what I need. And most of these people don't know me, but the level of compassion and problem solving and suggestions are coming in so fucking quick. And I will say this, if I was not faced with that 1 month mark, I would not have met the people that I'm meeting right now. I would not be doing the networking that I'm doing now. I would not have met people that are excited about me and what I'm doing in their community. And even though I've been disrespected by the person I was supposed to have a rather intimate relationship with, and disrespected by the people that she knows here that saw everything playing out, I really just said, I'm going to make this work and I'm going to be okay. And even though I have a mountain of challenges behind me, I'm still going to sit here and I'm still going to make sure that I am grounded and I am rooted and I'm going to do what makes me feel good because I feel like this is my purpose. And I did another bit of observation, like this time. I feel like I got it right. I didn't allow my emotions to get the best of me. I didn't stop when people were trying to sway me or deter me in some way. I didn't allow people to try to dominate me. This feels like, I am really starting to fully understand what this card has been trying to get me to feel this entire time. Because even though the Emperor is stoic, the buzz that I've been getting from facing these challenges head on and being open and vulnerable and showing up in spaces that I did not think were going to accept me. Is now providing me with the armor in the areas that were the most vulnerable to me. And if you are listening to this and you are facing your own mountain, just take one step at a time. And if you are afraid, use that fear to get you motivated. Use that discomfort to help you find stability, because sometimes when you are able to fully sit in that energy of going, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm showing up, it's going to stabilize you. It's going to provide for you. It's going to ground you, and it is naturally going to protect you. Because what is happening around you, what I've been looking at, engaging with some of the people that I was in close proximity to, is that to your face, they will tell you that they respect you, they love you, they honor you, they want to help you. But they're only looking out for themselves. And when they are fucking challenged, they panic and run. Or they try to talk down on the things that you're doing. And if that is happening to you right now, one, know you and I are on the same boat. But please, please take this bit of advice and just keep going. And just observe and watch people. And when people want to run because they are panicked, when you have a game plan, you just say, okay. When people get disrespectful to you and try to downplay everything that you're working on, you just say, okay. Do not give in to your emotions and do not be reactive. Be stoic. That is the lesson that I'm learning. And baby, it is working. It is working. I'm determined to make a name for myself, and I'm determined to get my platform and my business and my classes and my readings out there. That's what we're going to be doing. So that is my story in a nutshell. We will probably get more in depth, and I will over time explain or share my journey up until this point, and I will absolutely keep everyone informed on what is going on with me. But I do thank you for your time, and I do appreciate you all allowing me to be vulnerable and open. I feel a lot better getting that off my chest. And if you are interested in the things that I do personal readings. I do offer classes. I have an online community. If you are interested in that, you can find me at tuckedintarot.com. And my meetup group is meetup.com/tuckedintarot. And I have a lot of things that are coming up. But I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you again for listening to Shuffling in the Shadows, and I will see you next time.